So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, is a very good limud. When you read the Seder HaGemara, and sometimes you have halacha, the chlal, anyways, it's interesting halacha because you never heard of it before. Hashayla, you're allowed to make a picture of the moon, you're allowed to make a picture of the stars, the sun, you're allowed to take an arm of a doll that fell out and put it back in the doll. Are you allowed to have lions? Well, they don't have here. The lions on top of the Arna Kodesh. So sometimes you hear a sugi and think, wow, it's Merdek Azach, it's an interesting halacha. It must be there's a heter also in the Shemak Sugya. And then also, sometimes you have in the Gemara, you have a Givaldika Yidiyan halacha, which says a Merdek statement in Hashkafa. Merdek statement. The Gemara starts out, the Gemara talks of it. It's this famous Gemara, the Gemara Shoshana Chavei, the Gemara over here, the Mem Gimel Vezah. The Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel had these surahs of the moon, where he would come, people would come in, and they would ask him, because they were not so knowledgeable in Hilchas Shchaydish and whatnot, this week's parasha, right? The Chaydish Lachem. And he would tell them, he asked them different things. Did it look like this? Did it look this? So he had pictures and surahs where he showed them, did the moon look like this? Did it look like this? To try and figure out if it was a new moon. So Gemara goes on, how did Rabbi Gamliel have such a thing? In fact, Gemara, how is it possible that Rabbi Gamliel had such a thing? It says in the Pasuk, Leisasin Iti, that you're not allowed to have Iti. What's Iti? Don't make the things that are with me in Shemayim. Don't make the things which... And the Gemara goes on and says, you can't make tsuras of the moon, of the stars, of the sun, which we'll see in a moment, halachas. So the Gemara goes on and says, no, that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking, Gemara goes on and says, no, the Pasuk is talking about leisasin iti. It means don't make the things that are mishamish mean the base of Mikdash. Don't make a seven-legged menorah, seven-armed menorah. Don't make a dugma of the Mizbeach. We'll see in a moment. It's talk in the old city. They have these things. We'll see if it's allowed, if it's not allowed. But so Gemara says, that's what the Pasuk says. So Gemara says, no, I have another Pasuk. So it's not going like that. We can still say it's going on not making the moon and the stars. So Gemara says, it means don't make leisasin iti. We have another drasha. It means don't make the surah of the four hamashamshin, which is the four creatures, but things that are on the kisei hakavod, which is the ari, which is the lion, the nesher, the adam, the kruvim, nesher maybe sure, but the Gemara goes on and says, so maybe that's what it's talking about. And then Mefarshim Rav Mefarsh, we'll see in a moment, it's only if you make all four together. You have the lion together with the eagle together with a person together with a shur. So I think about God's son and says, the Gemara says, no, well, we have another pasuk. Let's ask an E.T. when darshan out oisi. Don't make me. Well, what's this one? Don't make me, the Gemara says. What's me? We know that that's the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Not to make me. What's me? So the Gemara says, don't make whatever is the most closest to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's that? Don't make a model of a person. Don't make a sculpture, a cinema, maybe a picture. Don't make a person. It's a merit kizach, an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable. Don't make me. What does it mean, don't make me? It means don't make a person. Because a person is a tzelem elokim. It's a merit, unbelievable. You know, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara says that if you slap your friend, so Gemara says, it's kilu sasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hit the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Mashah, on the page. Mashah says, what, Shaykh, is I hit my friend? And like, I hit the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Mashah, with his tmimis of emunah, he's, yeah, because a person is a selim elikim. That's how you have to be mishyachis to a person. There's a famous Rashi. Rashi says, in Parshas Kitzeitzei, Rashi says that they have the most dreadful Rasha. Where's the Russia? The worst Russia. And they're giving him, and he's a Ritzayach, they're killing him. They're throwing him off a cliff. He's still not dead. They take a boulder, throw it on him again, right? And they're still flapping around, and they get all the cheder kids to come out and throw him. He's still funny, he's dead. Then they take him. The halacha is you have to hang him up. You have to hang him up to show everyone, man, you're a bishmo. You know, sometimes in the middle of the night, the mosquito comes, and the matzah the whole night, and then they have to finally, and you get him. So what do? You circle him so that all the cousins and sisters, everyone should see, that's what's going to happen to you. Huh? So we take this Rasha, this dreadful Rasha, we hang him up on a tree, and we say, listen, that's what's going to happen to you. But the Pasuk says, like Salim Nivlasa. Yeah, like Salim Nivlasa, the Pasuk says. Kikilas Hashem Klalops, that's our Pasuk. Because something about the Kilas. Rashi says, what does the Pasuk mean? Because everyone that's going to walk by is going to say, ah, Kivyachla Kodesh Baruch Hu is hung. What's the Shaykh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rashi with his Tmi Mystic Emunah. Rashi says, when you see a person, even the biggest Rasha, but there's a Tzelem Elokim there. The Tzelem Elokim, imagine, you know, how we would be Mitzyachis to other people. As if we looked at them, we saw a Tzelem Elokim. It's a Merit HaKazach. But that's a side point that comes out in our Sugya. But Agav, the Gemara goes on, the Gemara says, well, nice, you have another Pasuk, and you're not even allowed to make the moon, the star, the sun. It's all awesome. The Gemara goes on, so what's Pshat in Rabbi Gamliel? So Gemara says a few terutzim. One terutzim Gemara says is it was made leprakim. Prakim means it was dismantleable. It was, you know, the parts. It was in parts. He had a moon that was in parts. So for some reason, that's mutter. Then the Gemara goes on and says, no, maybe l'slamid shiny. He's doing it to teach. Maybe mitzvah shiny. All these are the truths of the Gemara. But Derech Agav, the Gemara comes out, a new halacha, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, entire Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, entire Simin about these halachas, which are not so known. You know, we grew up, we made a picture of the stars, we made a picture of the moon. They have moon cookies. Little moon cookies, little smiley face darting, right? And the sun, all the things. Pajamas. I saw the other day in my house that one of the grandparents, Baruch Hashem, they bought pajamas. Right? So you got, I remember the Gazak, you talk about pajamas. Mam Shapella, what's the pshat? They have the niggin parba pajamas. Just real stuff. Look at that mention. What's pshat? Mam Shapella. Mam Shapella, no. I could hear the frog niggin. But parba pajamas, them salayla. Sapella, no, mashallah. It might be related to the shir. The push-up shot is, I say, no, see the moment, it might be related to the shir. But the push-up shot is you have this, the power of the Gemara says he was a 1 foot smurf. According to the sheet, it's Machlekes Chazanish and the Rechaim Noah. If he was 1.5 feet, if he was 2 feet. But his mommy, she's walking through the street, he's about a 2 feet smurf. Imagine the butcher, he's walking through, he's like, where's Maisha? And all the Cheder kids, they're up that night. Because it's Taka Seder night, everyone knows, and they're holding by the door, Shvoy Chamoscha, like, oh, you're this, and they're all together, and there's Power, the Smurf, the Papa Smurf walking through the street, going, where's Power? Right? Where's Maisha? And they go, and this one goes, he's over there. And this kid, you know, the Cheder kid, they've been waiting for the whole year. They had to ship in snow to the place that they didn't have snow, because they heard the kid, that's, right? He's there. And the Power's running there. You saw Maisha, and Maisha's running through the street. Why the pajamas? What's the pshat pajamas? The Medrash Taka says he was in his, it was mamish in his bush, he was in his pajamas. So pshat says, Pharaoh is walking around telling him, I'm God. Yeah? The one thing God don't have is pajamas. Hine leyanim leish and show me yourself. This is the biggest bittle of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, of his mitzias of being the Eibishter, is you're sure not God, you have pajamas. That's one pshat. But that's a different pshat, which we'll see in a moment, might be in a gay ass. You know, imagine a bacher comes to a shir. You know, he's a little tired. So he falls asleep. You know what happens. When the eyes close, it's all over. Once the eyes close, then it's all over. You know that. Everyone knows that, right? No? So imagine the bacher, one bacher comes, he falls asleep. That happens to all of us. Right? Even in the shiur sometimes a person falls asleep. Even giving the shiur. I think it happens sometimes. Right? But imagine he comes to the shiur, and he comes and he's wearing pajamas. She says, you know, he walked into the shiur, and not only stamp pajamas, the ones that they zipper up as they hold the way out. He walked into the shiur, and he sits down as they. You know, sometimes the bachelor comes to Rebbe, you mind if I eat during the shiur? Okay, yeah, yeah, you know, I'm also hungry. But the bachelor comes, he walks in, he's wearing pajamas, and he sits down as they. It's a chutzpah, no? You think of a greater chutzpah. It's a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah. He's wearing pajamas. A chutzpah, chutzpah. Right? So Paro, he's gone through nine makis of the worst, most geschmacken makis, Meridik, right? Or Yasir's running down the street, there's an octopus running after him, and finally, you know, he closes the door, and all of a sudden, the octopus, he's sitting there like this, Yasir, you know, because now he's on the other side of the door, right? And the octopus, he doesn't realize he's opening up the door from on the side, and then he picks it up, and then he comes and rips off his ears and his arms, but so when it comes to makis b'chayos, to have no moon, nothing. He's so not afraid. He's so not untouched that he went to sleep. That he put on a pajamas. That's part of pajamas themselves. That's the pshat. Is that apikoyus? Such a heart of stone. We'll see in a minute what that has to do with the shir. Okay. Back upon him. So this is the Gemara. This is Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Kuf Mem Aleph. This is the broad halacha. You can't make a moon. You can't make the sun. Now I wanted to focus. There's a lot of halachas here. I wanted to try and focus at least on one specific part, which is not making tzuras maybe of the moon and the stars, and what if you have a picture of the sunset and whatnot, all these things. But I want to contrast it because it makes it a little bit easier to understand it when you have the contrast. So I'll say b'kitzur the halacha is in one chelik, and then we'll use it to contrast to the other chelik. The kitzur chelik we'll talk about is about making sculptures. Now, if you look through Shulchan Aruch, the Pashat HaRamah and Shulchan Aruch, is that what comes out, that halacha, is that to actually make a straight picture, a two-dimensional picture, to take a picture for that matter, the most, right for the Paiskim Armekel, right for the Paiskim Armekel, it's extremely important to understand why, we'll see in a moment. But that which it says, don't make Loisasin Iti, is Pashat is going on a sculpture. Most Paiskim also say, it's not just that it's going on a sculpture, most Paiskim say that it's going specifically on a sculpture of the whole body, not just the punim, not just the face. In other words, what comes out from Roif Poiskim, again, I'm oversimplifying that because it's a big topic, I want to get to a lot, but most Poiskim, the Ramaz Mashma like that, the Mishneh Berurah, in Simin Shin Aleph, Siv Katan, I think it was Siv Katan Mem, Mishneh Berurah says, that the only time it's a problem is if you're making a sculpture of the entire body. Because, and it's very important why. The Tosis is mashma, what's the idea? Because you're not allowed to make a tzura of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the way that we see. If you have a picture of someone, that's not really anything. We don't see that as a person. It's a it's something that gives us a dogma of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a dogma of a person, excuse me. It reminds us of a person. But a sculpture, that's, you know, that's 3D. That's real life. And if you have only the head, Ramaz Mashma, that's also going to be permitted. If you have only the head, if you have the whole body, that's when it's a problem. Okay. The difference, and that's very important, that means to make a sculpture, that's also the Chasam Sofer. In one place, they asked him, he wants to become a sculptor. Somebody asked him, he wants to become a sculptor, and is there any heter? So Chasam Sofer said, I don't know any heter. So I told him, is this called the Islamid? Is this called your teaching or whatever? And he says, I don't know, a heter. Maybe if you teach Torah and Mitzvahs, you can make sculptures. But stam to make a sculpture is aser. And the Minchas Chinuch writes that this is a very, very chamer iser. It shmecks a little bit, it smells like a Avodah Zarah a little bit. So to make a sculpture is iser gamer. For example, right? I once asked this shaila to Nissen Kralitz, the arm of a doll comes out. All the poskim are talking about on Shabbos, are you allowed to put back the arm on Shabbos, mitzvah hilchos Shabbos? Is it called you're being boyim? Is it not called boyim? So I asked him, why is no one discussing if you're allowed to put it back on a Tuesday? When you put back the arm, right now, it was a broken doll. Now, what are you doing? You're putting back the arm. You're making a full person. Now, you have to know. But I'm not talking about a potato head. No, it's a potato head. It's most people don't look like that. And in Mela, it doesn't give off most. And it doesn't give off the impression of making a person. So the passion is, you know, I'm Mr. Potato Head. Or, you know, sometimes you can have a doll, which is, you know, sometimes these dreadful turtle-looking creatures and things and whatever. I'm talking about something that looks like a person. You know, a little baby, a little massive, a little asa, and you put back in the arm. What's the hetter if you are Sylvia? And we'll see in a moment. It's very important. Chazal over here, they made a major yisurim. Not only did they ask the Torah asked making this sculpture. And here's three-dimensional. No games, and this is the whole body. By putting on the arm, you're finishing up the body. This is a matzav. But not only did Chazal ask for this, they asked for ownership of such a thing. Why they asked for ownership? Machlekes. Most places in London, you're not allowed to own something which is a sculpture because people are going to be chayish at you. That you made it, or that you're worshipping it, or whatnot. So this, we can have an eitzah for. Now, if somebody wants to know, am I allowed to own a doll? Am I allowed to own a doll? Am I allowed to own a sculpture? So this already... There's a ritva in Avodah Zarah and Daf Mem Gimel, which is the Chachmas Adam brought down in Simin Pei Hei, that they say that nowadays that nobody's worship tzuris. We don't have this nowadays. We don't. People aren't really worship these things, and we'll see in a moment the moon, the star, etc. So the Chachmas Adam writes that therefore the issur of ownership is waived nowadays. It's a tremendous chiddush because once Chazal asked something, it's very difficult to remove that ban. But the Chachmas Adam Taka says that. And that's why, if you know, there are a lot of people, there's a book called All for the Boss. And All for the Boss, it writes over there that when the girl is writing the book, so she writes, she writes that her father, when they got a doll, so he knocked off the nose. Chiseled off. And that's kilu, according to most, all pricing really, that once you do something to the doll to show it has no chshivas to me, so then already it's clear that there's no problem of ownership. The minhag olam, I think, is not to do that. It's not to knock off the nose, and they're afraid of extensive psychological treatment. But kaponim, the minhag is usually that people buy dolls and they don't knock off the nose. And this commentary said one of the reasons that they answer is because ownership is a drabbanon. The Chacham Sadam says nowadays it's not applicable because people don't worship it, and that's why it can be made. That alone wouldn't be enough. I once asked Rav Scheinberg himself, who's Taka, the son-in-law of All for the Boss. I asked him, what's Shad the minhag olam? Right? So he takes out, he shows me a bunch of dolls where you see like ears and noses all over the place, the matzah, French. You know? But I asked him, what's the nice of the minhag olam? So he said, a doll, especially, could be made on. So maybe you have one of these fancy dolls that they put on a shelf or something. That's something you should be machmer. He says, but a doll that you take and it throws on the floor the whole time and it's you're mevazit the whole entire time. So such a thing, he says, bichlal anyways, it doesn't have the whole surah of kovet that you give to an avodah zarah. And he said that you could be make a lot. Okay, but that's in the issur ownership. The issur ownership is the rabbanon. But to make a doll, that's an issur deraisa. It's issur deraisa. So I asked him, listen, Carlos, he said it's also. He said it's also. You can't put the arm back in. He said it's also. Heter? He doesn't. So you can't put the bar down back in. I can't put the arm. I said, I had the other svarim. He's not responsible for the fact that they didn't deal the shayla. And I said, ask somebody else, it's not as big as from this in Kraus. He said, maybe it's only a problem. It's called you sculpted it. If you put together in an oifen that you, like the Gemara says in Tmur, an aver shat neshama tluya boy. You have a limb that the entire neshama is totally in that limb. That's called you made it. Like if you put on his head, if the head falls off, I don't know how to do for that. All right? But it's like something to think about. I don't know. I don't know the answer. What do I say? Come again? It's not Pashit. Tosfos in Menachos says that there's a difference between animals and people. That's why you can see a person taka walking around an arm and he can live. But that's not Pashit. That's not so Pashit. But something to think about. I don't know what answer. What? I never asked Shem about the making. I only asked him about ownership. That's about ownership. The ones that are born, and this mamish that derives. Right? I can learn the sugi. You think, oh my goodness, okay. Fine. But that's number one. Number one is that there's an issur legabe making sculptures, pictures. We're makel on a picture is two dimensional, and therefore we're makel when it comes to making a picture, taking a picture for that matter. The work doilim are very makel. The people didn't want them taking pictures of them, but to make a picture, we're makel on. Sorry? I'm not sure if that's the reason. There was more apikabala. The Chacham Tzvi was very machmir apikabala that no one should take a picture of it because once there's a tzura left of you in this world, so then there's issues in the next world. Okay, fine. Whoever does understand that, you can explain it to me after the show. Now, Kapanen, that's the maizah, that's the site of making a picture. So again, basically, at least in this first chalik, to make a doll is a problem. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, whoever finds out a heter should tell me first. To ownership, we have what to be make along, because it's mevuzah, or because nowadays maybe the whole entire ownership is anyways lifted. Fine. And to take pictures, that's for sure, we could be make along. That's the minhag ha'olam. So far, so good. Legabe, the other isser that the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about also not making shamashim of the things that are mishamish me in the Beis HaMikdash. So this, to make a long story short, the one case where this is extremely negeya, and all the other kelim, the Mefarshim say, it has to be the exact same tzura that it was in the Mizbeach. It has to be the same dimensions, has to be the same material. The Menorah is the only one that's Mevur in the Paiskim. The Menorah is the only one that you can make a makeshift Menorah. Now you all know this. The Chashmenayah made a makeshift Menorah. And it doesn't have to be from the same material. It could be from wood. It could be this. And as long as it has the same idea of seven kanim, and even if the kanim are not straight, even if the kanim, it's not the zeres hakotzev, they have to be straight. If you have a seven, that's why the minhag ha'olam is to not have a seven-armed candelabra. That's a major, major problem. Ownership is a problem. Making it is a problem. It's a kind of problem. Zagei kachapela that somebody once asked Rechaim Kanievsky, somebody once told the story, that it was verified by Reb Chaim Kanievsky that his mother, that the Stiples Rebbetzin, once brought home a seven-armed candelabra. And the Chazon Ish was there. She was the sister of the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish said to return it. And that's the Chazon. They asked this question to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And he said, yeah, it's a true story. Right, so I asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Biksav, I wrote back. I asked the Pella, Tzarchin, how could you do that? You're around the Fneiver. How you give back to the store? Now they're going to go and sell it to some other, at least when you sell it to the Beis Kanievsky, so they know the halacha. But if you sell it back to the store, so then it's my mission. If I cared, now I say, oh, Frank Kanievsky returned it. You know, it was touched by Frank Kanievsky. You know, they stole Rabbi Yashiv Stender too. Verstehst? You know, can you imagine how much such a thing will go for? Right? So they wrote back, Sarachin. Sarachin. This is a real isser. Aren't you a serious isser? To own a seven-armed candelabra. I asked this to somebody else once, and he said, well, anyways, with Mekel, if you stuff up the other hole and make it unusable, if you make that leg unusable, so there's an eitzah to have it, but that's Dalocha. Dalocha is a seven. You know, this is an answer to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Beis Yosef asks, how come there's 8 days of Chanukah and there's not 7 days? So one of the answers in Mefarshim say, they're so scared that people are going to make a seven-armed menorah, so then, are you going to say the Shamish? Okay, good Kasha. About Kapanim, that's one of the answers that the Shalomesh gives. What? Yeah, even though you have like all around and this and that. Mamish is a serious thing. You have to know this. So those are the two Isurim that we're not going to be Ma'ir Khan. Those are the two Isurim. Don't buy your wife a seven-armed candelabra. And I think it's a minhag Yisrael anyways. I don't think most of them are anyways five. That's anyways a minhag. Most you don't think you'll find seven. What? They don't even make it. They don't even make seven. What? I'd like to talk to you after this year. Okay. You have to stuff it up. Right? You have to put something in there. Talk upon him. That's Lemaisa. Now, Legabe, this last isser of making stars, sun, moon, etc. This is a major one because here, Rabbi Say, in Svara, it's Muchach that the Terim that we said don't apply. What were some of the Terim we said? The Terim we said, for example, are you're allowed to make half a body, right? at least Medina, that's how we make. The term we said are, if it doesn't protrude, if it's just a picture, that's also the Seder, right? Comes again, the Taisus over here, the Taisus says over here, and the Paiskim says over here, something which is very mstaber. They say that these Aterim can't apply to the star and the sun and the moon. Because think about it, Baisak. A person, we see a person in three-dimensional. So the Isser is, don't make a person. Don't make the way you view a person. Lotasin iti. Lotasin oisi. Don't make me. What's me? Me is not a picture. Me is the picture. Is a picture. Is a an impression that tells us a something about that person. It gives us an information about this. It's a person. It tells us something. The star and the sun and the moon and all these things we only see in two-dimensional. So since we only see it in two-dimensional, the Isser is going to be also in two-dimensional. And this is why Mamish, Kimat, all the Paiskim, Kimat, all the Paiskim go, or Mamish like this also, all the Paiskim go, Lalach at least, that even if you're making the star, the sun, and the moon a picture, merely making a picture is an Isser, not an Isser, a Drabana, but I said Isser, Deraisa. So now you have to find out. So what's the Eter in school? They're making pictures of the moon and Yosef's dream and these moon cookies and whatever. But even in two-dimensional. And the other Heter that we said, what was the other Heter, Rabbi Yisai? The Heter, if you make it in half. You only make a half a person. So that's also mutter because we see a whole person. This isn't an entire person. By the moon, it's Mefurish in the Gemara. Which Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? It's Mefurish in the Gemara that having half a moon is Aser. Which Gemara? Says the Minchas Chinuch that Rabbi Gamliel had pictures of the moon that he was showing to people. And Minchas Chinuch says in the Gemara itself it says what were the pictures he was showing? He was obviously showing them because what's and in Svar it's Muchach. How do we see the moon? We see the moon also in half, also in parts. Now I saw one sefer, a very chashuv sefer, and he writes that if you have half a sun, that's mutter. Half a sun, that's mutter. Now I must say I don't understand this. I think you all have my same kasha. In other words, Bishlamov, if you have that little piece of sun in the corner of the page with a little smiley face darting, have a little rays and that. So then I hear that's not the sun. That we're trying to say, this is Ki'ilu, it was the sun. This is as if it's the sun, but it's not the sun. That's not the shot that anyone sees the sun ever in the side of the page. It's that you're also allowed to write on the page sun. Just a little bit more efficient and neat to write on the side of the page. Those yellow things. You know, if you look, I'm sure it's Bachram on the side of their, I'm sure you have little suns. That's okay. But when you have a picture of a sun in a halfway motion showing the sunset or the sunrise, that is how we see the sun. And I don't understand this, and this is why when I spoke to a Falk from England, he said also he doesn't understand this, and that's also a problem. We'll see in a moment the Teirim, but that is also a problem. So if you're, as a Negeya, you're a little bit of an artist, no? So this is Negeya, not to be making on these, the Shailas are already a Teirim. What's the answer?
Why is it what we see if they worship as a being?
No, because again, what are we ever going to be able to do? We're never, the only thing that we don't want is don't make this. So this is the man. So man is what we see. So that's a sculpture. Sun, what do we see? We anyways just see a two-dimensional something. So it's only, don't make the impression of what you see.
So three-dimensional would also be
also. Yeah, no, three-dimensional is also awesome because it's not good. It's not worse. It's also every three-dimensional is two-dimensional, even if you don't know math. Every three-dimensional is two-dimensional. Then that's l'chaim. That's how it comes out.
Why is it worse than people off the nose if you have a circle with water coming out of it? That's not what it's about.
So the truth is like this. 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 The truth is that I'll tell you what Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, very sadistic tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. They asked him this question: how do kids make picture of the star and sun and moon? Rav Moshe writes like this. Rav Moshe says that you should know it's a problem, and that you shouldn't allow children. They shouldn't be taught to be making star and sun and moon. He says, but most kids don't anyways know how to make things that look like a star or a sun and moon. You know, a few days ago, my kid came home and he says to me, "Look, Tati, look what I made." I said, "Oh, it's a very nice car. It's a car. It's a safe tire." I said, "Oh, it's a Sefer Torah card." No, it's a Sefer Torah. That's a guy, it's a fellow there doing Hagbah and everything. Right? And it was, I go, "Oh, it's like a Sephardi Sefer Torah." Oh, never saw a Sephardi Sefer Torah. You know what I'm talking about? So sometimes a child will make something and it doesn't really have a surah of the star and the sun. That's what much. I don't know how far to take this. I'll explain. The mashal. The moon, for example, like this. I ask you, you have these moon cookies. Let's go in order. And if we have something that just, we have to now be able to differentiate between something that it itself is really what the moon looks like, and something that we know you're trying to tell us that this is the moon, but not that that's the moon. Big difference. Okay, that's what Moshe is saying. Now the child to apply. The moon cookies, right? So most of the moon cookies, they taka because of the fact that there's always going to be a border of cookie, and within it, it has the, you know, the grayish surah on the cookie, and it's just a crescent. So, I mean, let's go in order. If you have cookies that are just in the crescent form, and they're not gray at all, there's no gray at all, that's for sure mutter. They call them moon cookies, that doesn't make a difference. That's, we're just using the shape of moon to give a shame. They give a shame that this is called a moon cookie. Once you put on it the silver, so now again, this is a big, and once you put on the silver and you're trying to show this is the moon, but it has an outside cookie border, so I don't know. Pashtus, that would be a problem. Pashtus, once it has the silver, that's a problem. Now, what Ashkenazi is asking, I also think to myself, I was thinking like this. If you make just on the top of the page a yellow circle, which is taka, that's the sun, then I think that's a problem. That's what Ramesh is talking about. Mamashi, yellow circle. Once you start making the rays, because of the fact that it's, I think that's a picture of what we call the sun. I'm not afraid to say this, I must admit. It's a shiloh deraisa. Shiloh mamashi deraisa. Right? So I don't know if you should be doing it, but I'm just thinking that what's a pshat when you have the yellow ball with the yellow lines coming out? So you're saying this is, it doesn't really look like that. We don't really see it like that, but we're trying to give the impression of this became like an example. Instead of writing the word sun, this became, we don't write sun, we make a picture of a yellow ball, we put lines around it, and a smiley face too. And where are you going to draw the line? Let's say you have a yellow circle and you put a smiley face in it. On the top of the page, that's for sure. Everyone agrees is not what the sun looks like. That's something trying to express to us sun instead of writing the word sun. So I'm just thinking that it's the same. Or for example, I'll go weiter. Let's say you take a circle, you don't fill it in, and you make the lines. That also I'm sure about. That's also mutter gamur, because that's also not the sun. That's not how we see the sun. That's how, instead of writing the word sun, that's how I write the word sun in short. Okay. The question I have is when you have the ball. So if you have the ball, and it's all colored in yellow. That's what we see. That's what we see. That's taka what we see. Okay. But if you have the yellow ball, it has these lines coming out of it, so maybe it goes back into that. That's what I'm not sure about. Lamasha, you know, you have these moon. The moon is a very difficult one, I must admit, because the moon, they make a picture of the moon. It's in silver. That's a problem. I don't know. We'll see in a moment. Maybe a term for teaching and whatnot. Stars. Do stars look like those star funny looking things that we have? You know, the five-legged stars. Do stars look like that? Stars look like that? So last night was cloudy, and I was trying to see, and I wasn't able to. Right? I don't think stars look like that. So this morning, I was talking to somebody. I gave him a ride, right, just now. I gave him a ride, and I asked him, what do stars look like? Right? So he has a cell phone. On the cell phone, he has this game. Yeah? It's called Constellations. I don't know if you ever heard of this. Right? Could be I'm the only one left in the world that never heard of this game. Right? And you have to tell them how many stars are in the... in this constellation. That's a hard game. I know I was able to tell. I know maybe it gets harder levels or something. I don't know. But right away, they just show you like a whole thing of lines or whatever, and there's a star at every point. If you don't know the game, good. If you do know the game, you shouldn't be in Yeshiva. Balkopanim, so he shows me, this is what stars look like. He's right. That's what stars look like. It was like I can't explain. You have to see. Does anybody have the game? You're not allowed to tell me.
What? But we can see a star.
Basically, it doesn't look like those things. It doesn't look like those sticker things. I'm afraid to say this, but I just wonder if Taka... I understand that there had to be an issue that the Torah was talking about. So what was it talking about? It was talking about if you make one of these like little tiny datloch, little pintloch, with a little, like a silver pintle that just has like some type of matziv coming out of it. I can't explain. Right? And it'll come out ironic. It'll come out that if you make a dot on your page with a... You know, with a, I don't know, a silver magic marker, you make a dot, that might look like a star. If you do it in the air, in that type of a tzura, that might be a problem. Machenkin, if you do it with these types of five-pointed things, no stars look like that. But we had no way of giving over a proper star, so that's what we called stars. I just wonder, I must tell you, I wonder out loud if these stars are true. But Moshe says that if it's something that doesn't look like a star, it's okay. Doesn't look like a star, it's okay. Now, the fact that we consider this to be a star, I'm not sure if that's awesome. This is all just limudei schosim, and it's definitely Ramesh himself writes kedai not to do this. Now, legabe teaching, and leslamed, and whatnot, so you have to know that teaching, the chsam sefer writes, means teaching Torah. So if you, the other place can say, for example, if the kids are making, you know, Yaakov Avinu, and they're making stars to make the picture of Yaakov going up to the Shemayim, the Malachim, excuse me, going up to Shemayim, right? Or they make a picture of Yosef and the dream and the stars. That's Lislamed that we can give in. Because that's Taka coming to Mislamed. That's not something anyone's going to make a mistake. For example, if you have my kids once had a puzzle, of what, which was mamish tzura of the answer of the galaxy, a whole matzah. Right? So this, what heter do you have on this one? Any heter on this one? What heter? No.
Shvat
v'kadosh baruch hu. First this one. I'm not that religious. Huh? Prakim. So it's Prakim. What? Oh. So you have to take a good look. You have to take a look. The one problem I had in the puzzle was the moon, because the moon was small, so it may fit into one piece. Right? Fit into one piece, but everything else was in Prakim. So each piece was a broken piece of sun over here, and a little stickle sundu, and a, you know, a little matziv. Okay? What?
Stars.
Stars were great. The mamash looked like stars. Don't ask. It was. I think it was like a picture. What?
Not Prakim.
Ah, the stars were probably... No, I don't know why, but I was able to deal with it. I had another cooler. There's a Sfasemis that says in one place that it's only a problem with stars is if you have 11 stars together like a constellation. It's a cooler. But I didn't have 11 stars all together. That's a cooler. Even I'll admit that's a cooler, but together with Prakim...
There's no difference
as
pieces.
But Prakim, what is the heter of Prakim, right? I mean, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says that Gamaliel had this surus of the moon and they were in Prakim. I guess the pshat is that it's clear to everybody that it's not something that you worship because it's not made to last. Something you have to say, some type of a svar. But the Gemara says that heter. The Gemara says explicitly that if it's made in parts, it's going to be mutter. That's a clear version of the Gemara.
A doll is also made.
What?
A doll is also made in parts.
You're also made in parts.
Okay, so
but what, those parts are to be one. It's made to stay as one. If it was like a Lego man, right? Then you're right. It's made to come on and off. Then you'd be right. But a doll is made, meant to stay together. It's meant to be together. Sorry.
If you glue a puzzle.
Yeah, I was thinking that's the heter of pajamas. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention. Just remember, the heter of pajamas was that a pajamas is at least like the same heter of a doll. Again, what's the problem here? You're not making the pajamas. Here's the problem also of ownership. You're not allowed to own a picture of the sun. You're not allowed to own a picture of the moon. You're not allowed to own a picture. It's not just a problem in the making. It's a problem also in the ownership. So here, there's two things. Number one is you have the heter because it's mevuzeh. I mean, he's sleeping on God. If you believe that, then you know that's pretty bad. That's one heter. But another, there's a very strange thing. Anybody who wants to explain this, he's a big mitzvah. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who was Rabban Shel Yisrael, in Simin Kuf Samech Es, I think, Kuf Samech Es, Yikot Na'alev, the Kitzur writes that ownership of stars and moon and whatnot is not a problem if it's two-dimensional. Which is a big pella, as you realize, because we said that when it comes to stars and moon, there's no such thing. A two-dimensional, it's always us, or even a two-dimensional. I don't know the heter, but I guess if you put that together with the Chachma Sa'adam, who says that nowadays, anyways, there's no problem of ownership, and the kids are saying there's no problem of ownership if it's a two-dimensional picture. Now, to go and buy pictures of the moon and the star and suns and whatnot is not kedai. Certainly a shayla in the paiskim, that's for sure. But if you put that together with the pajamas, which is also mevuzeh, so that I was able to be makel on. Adi Omezeh, they sleep in those pajamas. That's the chayra, I'm not going to be makel. I'm sorry, what were we saying? That's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Maybe they're Isaac.
Gamaliel's problem was taking him apart.
The chayra took it apart. No, that's why, yes. To get out of this problem, I guess. That's why you added it in Prakim. That's what Gemara says. Hey, Masa, I'm not coming to explain the Gemara. Bam, it's Rishon already explained the Gemara, what's Pshat in Prakim. But that's the version of the Gemara. That if it's in parts, it's dismantable. It's what you have to say. Like I said, the stomach of Pshat is that something that's made to be taken apart. We don't see it as a we don't see it as a matziv. We don't see it as something that he's coming to worship and whatnot. Well, that's the chayr. Sorry? Come again?
You're not doing it to worship. You want to enjoy Hashem's creation.
Yeah, but so that I don't know. That doesn't say there's a heter for such a thing. It doesn't say. Why didn't the Gemara just say by Rabbi Gamaliel? He did it to say, you know, Abayi say, you know, somebody told me that he wants to be able to, he's a cheder Rebbe, he wants to be able to have the kids in the room, these types of things. He wants to give them the, like you're saying, the yoitza, ma'oiris, and whatever. So I told him, buy a globe. It doesn't say anywhere that a globe is a problem. Don't say that the globe is a problem with Chal. So you have, you know, but to make a picture or a sculpture or a son of these things, these are a problem. It's not a problem.
A crescent on the moon is a problem as well.
Come again?
Just a crescent.
100%. That's the case of Rabbi Gamaliel. That's the case of Rabbi Gamaliel. But Rabbi Gamaliel himself was showing them pictures of crescents of the moon. He's saying that it looked like this. And that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says, oh, that's a problem. Well, it's Sasaniti, you're not allowed to have the moon. And the Gemara goes on to add. You see, clear, even having parts of the moon is not a problem.
Maybe Gemara is asking from the one piece that he had of the actual form.
No, Mefurish. The Gemara is Mefurish not that. The Chesginik says explicit in the Gemara. Pnei Shua also says in the Gemara. Well, I'll see if anybody else, but... Yeah, I'll just be messiah with one thing. They talk about the lions on the pareiches. Rav Moshe writes, as you're hearing, it's not a problem, Bichlal. Because Rav Moshe says it's only a problem if you have the four together. Now, Davkis Reichel, the Beis Yosef, he writes that it is a problem. But the Labashal, you're allowed to have pictures and sculptures of bears. And I mean, who doesn't? How do you guys sleep at night? You have to have like a teddy bear, and you have to have like a rubber ducky, and all these things. Avada are beseder. It's only if you have the four of them together. You know, you're like all of a sudden a Meridika artist and decide to make one of these. You write like a Peter Maktiris or what are they called? Sefer Shira. Right, and you're right. You know, you make like a picture. You pick a picture of the eagle, and a picture of the nesher, and a picture of the aryeh, and this. If you do that, that's dreadful. That's terrible. You can't put those all together. That's mefirsh. There, the chayra there, we could be make of it's two dimensional. The stomach there is two dimensional. The chayra there, you could be make of it's two dimensional. That's anyways mestama. But sometimes they have the lions. They know they look budget scary. The ones sometimes on top of the Aron HaKodesh itself. So that you have to add there because you don't have all four of them together. Just be Messiah that there's at the end of Yeshua. It says that they made a picture. Actually, brings down. They made a picture of a chama on Yeshua's kever. They made a picture of the chama, the sun on Yeshua's kever. And the Gemara said, Rashi said, the reason why was to show that this person, he was so smeridic, he was able to stop the sun one day. To remember that nace, that Yeshua had the very schus, that he was the one that was the sun stopped for this person. And with that, all the Mefarshim are trying to figure out what was the hetter to make the moon, the sun. So now you have a few Aterim. One hetter they say is Pashut, that it was be the Mislamid Klal Yisrael, this message. So one hetter they want to say is that since the fakert, you're doing it to show that the sun stopped for him. So nobody's going to come and try to think, the sun, and we'll worship the sun. Nobody's going to say that. I saw one sefer, he writes, this is the raya from here, that you see if you have half a sun, it's mutter, and they must have made half a sun. But you realize it's a big pella. It's a big pella. We see the sun as half, I think it's a very big pella. But again, you got a ganz limit, but the ikar limit is taking that idea. That you look at a person, you have to see it. Salam alaikum. Chaps. Not of course, he cited power, but pajamas. What do you say? This is right. What do you say? No?